Michigan-based Frontier Ruckus has a new CD coming out at the end of the month titled Eternity of Dimming.
August obliterates trust. It's in some dust I'm found. Home to swill the shrilly insect sound.
Matthew Milia is the singer-songwriter. He also plays the guitar. And Davy Jones is the banjo player. Matthew and Davy join me in the studio. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
So I read somewhere that your music is obsessively suburban, a nostalgic ode to coming of age in the 90s. Is that accurate, Davy? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all very much suburban kids, and it's kind of strange because I play banjo, so which is considered by many to be a rural instrument, but it's very, I mean, Matt's lyrics are just incredibly obsessively suburban.
Well, let's get to that, because you guys both grew up in Michigan, and it seems like your lyrics really reflect that. And why is that important to you?
I've just always been extremely sensitive to memory and my personal experience, and just memorizing my locality of pretty much the metropolitan Detroit area, to be specific. So I've always internalized this huge, sprawling system and try to find ways with language to reflect this crazy overload of experience. So that's why the songs are so dense, because there's so much that I'm trying to fit in there. And every line is a trigger that represents a very specific memory or image that I'm trying to at least unleash within myself cathartically. And I think this record is the apex of that kind of density. This record's 20 songs long. It's an hour and a half in duration. There's a lot going on. And I'm excited for people to kind of dig into it and take their time with it, because there's a lot to hear and find and discover.
There's a lot of very self-referential stuff in there, musically, lyrically. And
it connects with our previous albums, too. So it's all kind of a continuation, thematically speaking.
Okay. So give me an example of the kind of experiences you write about in this new album, Eternity of Dimming.
I mean, thematically, really, I mean, there's this kind of idyllic childhood being represented. Which is, I mean, that's why I'm so obsessed with memory, because there's a real pleasant kind of heavenliness about it. But that mingles with adult tragedy and the first punctuations of that world being compromised, realizing that there's this other side to growing up into existence that isn't as pleasant, but is equally necessary. So it's really a balance between those poles.
There's that line in Black Holes about Little Caesar's birthday nights, and then the next line is, our dads have seizures, isn't it?
Yeah. So it was a very deliberate kind of pairing of juxtaposing images right next to each other that are beautiful and then tragic. So,
yeah.
I mean, because that's the balance that I was really trying to portray.
Part of growing up.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So Jack,
so many artists choose to move away to places like New York or L.A. Why have you guys decided to stay in Michigan? Davy?
For me, it would be heartbreaking to leave Michigan. I mean, when I think about it, like, I know Matt and I are very obsessed with the geography and the landscape of Metro Detroit, and just our overwhelming nostalgia and love for just being here, and even just driving around from one. I mean, Matt kind of introduced me to this idea when I was younger, that like all this connects in this like very strange way, and it's really kind of beautiful. Like the streets of Detroit connect in some way to the streets of Rochester Hills or West Bloomfield, and it would be hard to lose that, I feel like. And I don't feel any real connection to New York City or Chicago. I love those places. I loved being there, but.
Well, let's talk about friendship. You guys have been friends for a long time, childhood friends, and other band members for a really long time. What keeps you guys together?
A strange brotherly love. We just lucked out
in the way that we all, our chemistries all just kind of mingle.
And Matt and I met in high school. We went to Brother Rice High School, which was an all-boys Catholic school. I think we at one point discovered that we both played instruments, and there was like this weird, funny kind of competition between the two of us for
a rivalry. For, like,
yeah.
Which still in some vestiges exists today, but in a very...
Very loving way.
I would never have become the writer I would have without Dave as my counterpart. He provided me the confidence. It's a very Simon and Garfunkel-esque kind of situation where every time I would write something, I had no idea if it was any good. And early on, very often, it wasn't very good. But Dave always encouraged me. And then eventually Dave was like, that is really good, and you should keep writing songs like that.
Yeah.
It was a completely symbiotic relationship.
I think I'm probably Matt's biggest fan.
Well, that helps when you're in the band, too.
And I'm Dave's biggest fan.
Oh, thanks.
And this is where we kiss.
Okay, we'll save that one for later. What do you hope a person listening now will understand about you guys and your music?
I hope they dig or pick up on a certain idiosyncratic quality. I mean, we've taken a lot of time and worked really hard to develop a particular sound and vibe and ethos. So, and it requires some patience. I mean, very admittedly, our songs aren't the most accessible verbally and lengthwise. You know, they're not 2-minute long pop songs with recurring choruses that people can latch on immediately to. But we've been constantly affirmed and encouraged by the fact that the people that do take the time to dig in and listen seem to find themselves being rewarded several times over in ways that kind of exceeds the simple pop song. There's a lot to discover and just take some patience. And we're so fortunate that people have increasingly been taking the time and entering our world.
Michigan-based Frontier Ruckus has a new CD coming out this month titled Eternity of Dimming. We've put a link to their website at michiganradio.org. You can also see the band performing right here in our studio. Search for Songs from Studio East. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Heart hoping I can open. Heartbroken and soft-spoken.